Blog Talk Radio.
Ports, airports, clean water, high-speed internet, all across America, urban, rural, tribal. And folks, we're just getting started. And I mean it sincerely. I want to thank my Republican friends who voted for the law and my Republican friends who voted against it as well. But I'm still, I still get asked to fund the projects in those districts as well. But don't worry. I promised I'd be a president for all Americans. We'll fund these projects. And I'll see you at the groundbreaking. Look, this law will further unite all of America. Projects like Brent Spence Bridge in Kentucky over the Ohio River, built 60 years ago, badly needed repairs, one of the nation's most congested freight routes, carrying $2 billion worth of freight every single day across the Ohio River. And folks, we've been talking about fixing it for decades, but we're really finally going to get it done. I went there last month with Democrats and Republicans and from both states to deliver a commitment of $1.6 billion for this project. And while I was there, I met a young woman named Sarah, who's here tonight. I don't know where Sarah is. Is she up in the box? I don't know. Sarah, how are you? Well, Sarah, for 30 years, I learned, she told me she'd been a proud member of the Iron Workers Local 44, known as... known as the Cowboys in the Sky. The folks who built Cincinnati's skyline. Sarah said she can't wait to be 10 stories above the Ohio River building that new bridge. God bless her. That's pride. And that's what we're also building. We're building back pride. Look, we're also replacing poisonous lead pipes that go into 10 million homes in America, 400,000 school and child care centers. So every child in America can drink the water instead of having permanent damage to their brain. Look, we're making sure that every community in America has access to affordable high-speed internet. No parent should have to drive by McDonald's parking lot to help them do their homework online with their kids, which many thousands are doing across the country. And when we do these projects, and again, I get criticized for this, but I make no excuses for it. We're going to buy American. We're going to buy America. Folks, and it's totally consistent with international trade rules. Buy America has been the law since 1933, but for too long, past administrations, Democrat and Republican, have fought to get around it. Not anymore. Tonight, I'm announcing new standards require all construction materials used in federal infrastructure projects to be made in America. Made in America. I mean it. Lumber, glass, drywall, fiber optic cable. And on my watch, American roads, bridges, American highways are going to be made with American products as well. Folks, my economic plan is about investing in places and people that have been forgotten. So many of you listen to me tonight. I know you feel it. So many of you felt like you've just simply been forgotten. Amid the economic upheaval of the past four decades, too many people have been left behind and treated like they're invisible. Maybe that's you watching from home. Remember the jobs that went away. You remember them, don't you? The folks at home remember them. You wonder whether the path even exists anymore for your children to get ahead without having to move away. Well, that's why I get that. That's why we're building an economy where no one's left behind. Jobs are coming back. Pride is coming back because choices we made in the last several years. You know, this is my view, a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America, make a real difference in your lives at home. For example, too many of you lay in bed at night like my dad did, staring at the ceiling, wondering what in God names happens if your spouse gets cancer or your child gets deadly ill or something happens to you. What are you going to get money to pay for those medical bills? Are you going to have to sell the house or try to get a second mortgage on it? I get it. I get it. With the Inflation Reduction Act that I signed into law, we're taking on powerful interest to bring healthcare costs down so you can sleep better at night with more security. You know, we pay more for prescription drugs than any nation in the world. Let me say it again. We pay more for prescription drugs than any major nation on earth. For example, 1 in 10 Americans has diabetes. Many of you in this chamber do, and in the audience. But every day, millions need insulin to control their diabetes so they can literally stay alive. Insulin's been around for over 100 years. The guy who invented it didn't even patent it because he wanted it to be available for everyone. It cost the drug companies roughly $10 a vial to make that insulin. Packaging and all, you may get up to $13. But Big Pharma has been unfairly charging people hundreds of dollars, $400 to $500 a month, making record profits. Not anymore. Not anymore. So many things that we did are only now coming to fruition. We said we were doing this, and we said we passed the law to do it, but people didn't know because the law didn't take effect until January 1 of this year. We capped the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors on Medicare. People are just finding out. I'm sure you're getting the same calls I'm getting. Look, there are millions of other Americans who do not or are not on Medicare, including 200,000 young people with type 1 diabetes and need this insulin to stay alive. Let's finish the job this time. Let's cap the cost of insulin for everybody at $35. Folks, and Big Pharma is still going to do very well, I promise you all. I promise you they're going to do very well. This law also caps and won't even go into effect until 2025, costs out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors on Medicare at a maximum of $2,000 a year. You don't have to pay more than $2,000 a year, no matter how much your drug costs are. Because you know why? You all know it. Many of you, like many in my family, have cancer. You know the drugs can range from $10,000, $11,000, $14,000, $15,000 for the cancer drugs. If drug prices rise faster than inflation, drug companies are going to have to pay Medicare back the difference. We're finally giving Medicare the power to negotiate drug prices, bringing down prescription drug costs doesn't just save seniors money. It cuts the federal deficit by billions of dollars, by hundreds of billions of dollars. Because these prescription drugs are drugs purchased by Medicare to keep their commitment to the seniors. Well, guess what? Instead of paying $400 or $500 a month, you're paying $15. That's a lot of savings for the federal government. And by the way, why wouldn't we want that? Now, some members here are threatening, and I know it's not an official party position, so I'm not going to exaggerate. but certainly to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. As my coach, that's okay, that's fair. As my football coach used to say, lots of luck in your senior year. Make no mistake, if you try anything to raise the cost of producing jobs, I will veto it. Look, I'm pleased to say that more Americans have health insurance now than ever in history. A record 16 million people are enrolled in the Affordable Care Act. And thanks to the law I signed last year, saving millions are saving $800 a year on their premiums. And by the way, that law was written and the benefit expires in 2025. So my plea to some of you, at least in this audience, let's finish the job and make these savings permanent. Expand coverage of Medicaid. Look, the Inflation Reduction Act is also the most significant investment ever in climate change. Ever. Lowering utility bills, creating American jobs, leading the world to a clean energy future. I visited the devastating aftermath of record floods, droughts, storms, and wildfires from Arizona to Mexico to all the way up to the Canadian border. More timber has been burned, as I've observed from helicopters, than the entire state of Missouri. And we don't have global warming? Not a problem. In addition to emergency recovery, from Puerto Rico to Florida to Idaho, we're rebuilding for the long term. New electric grids that are able to weather major storms and not prevent those forest fires. Roads and water systems will withstand the next big flood. Clean energy to cut pollution and create jobs in communities often left behind. We're going to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations installed across the country by tens of thousands of IBEW workers. And we're helping families save more than $1,000 a year with tax credits to purchase electric vehicles and energy-efficient appliances. Historic conservation efforts to be responsible stewards of our land. Let's face reality. The climate crisis doesn't care if you're in a red or blue state. It's an existential threat. We have an obligation, not to ourselves, but to our children and grandchildren to confront it. I'm proud of how America at last is stepping up to the challenge. We're still going to need oil and gas for a while. But guess what? No, we do. But there's so much more to do. We got to finish the job. We pay for these investments in our future by finally making the wealthiest and biggest corporations begin to pay their fair share. Just begin. Look, I'm a capitalist, but pay your fair share. I think a lot of you at home agree with me and many people that you know the tax system is not fair. It is not fair. Look, the idea that in 2020, 55 of the largest corporations in America, the Fortune 500, made $40 billion in profits and paid zero in federal taxes? Zero? Folks, simply not fair. But now, because of the law I signed, billion-dollar companies have to pay a minimum of 15%. God love them. 15%. That's less than a nurse pays. Let me be crystal clear. I said at the very beginning, under my plans, as long as I'm president, nobody earning less than $400,000 will pay an additional penny in taxes. Nobody, not one penny. Well, let's finish the job. There's more to do. We have to reward work, not just wealth. Pass my proposal for the billionaire minimum tax. You know, There's 1,000 billionaires in America. It's up from about 600 in the beginning of the term. But no billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a school teacher or firefighter. I mean it. Think about it. I mean, look. I know you aren't enthusiastic about that, but think about it. Think about it. Have you noticed Big Oil just reported its profits, record profits? Last year they made $200 billion in the midst of the global energy crisis. I think it's outrageous. Why? They invested too little of that profit to increase domestic production. And when I talk to a couple of them, they say, well, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells and all the oil refineries anyway, so why should we invest in them? I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade, and that's going to exceed and beyond that. We're going to need it. Production. If they had, in fact, invested in the production to keep gas prices down, instead, they used the record profits to buy back their own stock, rewarding the CEOs and shareholders. Corporations ought to do the right thing. That's why I propose we quadruple the tax on corporate stock buybacks and encourage long-term investments. They'll still make considerable profit. Let's finish the job and close the loophole to allow very wealthy to avoid paying their taxes. Instead of cutting the number of audits for wealthy taxpayers, I just signed a law to reduce the deficit by $114 billion by cracking down on wealthy tax cheats. That's being fiscally responsible. In the last 2 years, my administration has cut the deficit by more than $1.7 trillion, the largest deficit reduction in American history. Under the previous administration, the American deficit went up 4 years in a row because those record deficits, no president added more to the national debt in any 4 years than my predecessor. Nearly 25% of the entire national debt that took over 200 years to accumulate was added by just one administration alone, the last one. They're the facts. Check it out. Check it out. How did Congress respond to that debt? They did the right thing. They lifted the debt ceiling 3 times without preconditions or crisis. They paid American bills to prevent an economic disaster in the country. So tonight I'm asking the Congress to follow suit. Let's commit here tonight to the full faith and credit of the United States of America will never, ever be questioned. Some of my Republican friends want to take the economy hostage. I get it, unless I agree to their economic plans. All of you at home should know what those plans are. Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even significant.
All right.
But it's being proposed.
I got to back this up.
I'm not,
I gotta
not
back
naming
it up, kids.
Them, but it's being proposed by some of you.
I got to hear
nobody,
this over.
Not one penny. But let's finish.
I mean, that's the first time I've ever seen everybody boo this motherfucker, even his own people. Is it me? Am I losing my fucking mind, or is this the way the fuck it is going to happen here? All right, let's give it a shot. Why do I have a hump? Oh, there it is. Got it. Okay. All right, let's continue on. Here we go. Let's see what the fuck happened.
The job. There's more to do. We have to reward work, not just wealth. Pass my proposal for the billionaire minimum tax. You know, there's 1,000 billionaires in America. It's up from about 600 in the beginning of the term. But no billionaire
should be paying a lower tax rate than a school teacher or firefighter.
I mean it. Think about it.
I mean, look.
Now, is he pissing off the people that got him where the fuck he's at? The rich people? Ah, something ain't right, Joe. He ain't telling the gospel, so let's carry on.
I know you aren't enthusiastic about that, but think about it. Think about it. Have you noticed Big Oil just reported its profits, record profits? Last year, they made $200 billion in the midst of a global energy crisis. I think it's outrageous. Why? They invested too little of that profit to increase domestic production. And when I talk to a couple of them, they say, well, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells, all the oil refineries anyway, so why should we invest in them? I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade, and that's going to exceed and beyond that. We're going to need it.
Okay, well, he's the one that cut all this shit off. Ain't that something? He cuts all this shit off, Neeson. This is fucking good God. You know, I'm glad I didn't watch this fucking shit earlier. I mean, I haven't watched the whole thing. I know you folks probably have, but I haven't because it just don't interest me. It's funny. You know, after I've seen all the little part pieces of clips I've seen on the internet. So I figured, well, hey, I'm going to play the whole fuck thing through tonight on Friday night. I'm running low at the sleep. My start time. My start time is late. I'm right behind. Because I had a lot of shit to catch up to do today, and I didn't get to the studio in time to start the show, so I come run late. So we'll be on kind of late tonight. So here we go. Let's just carry on with this buckhead.
Production. If they had, in fact, invested in the production to keep gas prices down, instead, they used the record profits to buy back their own stock, rewarding the CEOs and shareholders. Corporations ought to do the right thing. That's why I propose we quadruple the tax on corporate stock buybacks and encourage long-term investments.
That ought to piss them off. Quadruple it. Yeah, you big money-making motherfuckers, we're coming to get your money, too, even though you got me where I'm at today to fucking help you. I'm going to fuck you now. God damn. We know this is bullshit, right? We know this ain't going to fucking happen. It's all theatrical, made-up shit. He ain't going to quadruple shit. He's going to quadruple the fucking kickbacks. That's what, yeah, come on, fuck. Really? Seriously?
They'll still make considerable profit. Let's finish the job and close the loopholes that allow very wealthy to avoid paying their taxes. Instead of cutting the number of audits for wealthy taxpayers, I just signed a law to reduce the deficit by $114 billion by cracking down on wealthy tax cheats. That's being fiscally responsible.
And there's Joe Manchin looked like a deer in fucking headlights. God damn, I love it.
2 years. My administration has cut the deficit by more than $1.7 trillion. The largest deficit reduction in American history.
Bullshit.
Under the previous administration, the American deficit went up 4 years in a row. Because those record deficits, no president added more to the national debt in any 4 years than my predecessor. Nearly 25% of the entire national debt that took over 200 years to accumulate was added by just one administration alone, the last one. They're the facts. Check it out.
Bullshit again. Here we go. Good God. Blame it on Trump, you punk. You doing it all. Fuck me.
Check it out. How did Congress respond to that debt? They did the right thing. They lifted the debt ceiling 3 times without preconditions or crisis. They paid American bills to prevent an economic disaster in the country. So tonight I'm asking the Congress to follow suit. Let's commit here tonight to the full faith and credit of the United States of America will never, ever be questioned. So some of my Republican friends want to take the economy hostage. I get it, unless I agree to their economic plans. All of you at home should know what those plans are. Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant, but it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks, the idea is that we're not going to be, we're not going
to. Did you all hear that? Somebody called him a fucking liar. Listen to this again.
Last year they made $200 billion in the midst of a gold.
Called him a fucking liar. This is great.
I think it's outrageous. Why? They invested too little of that profit to increase domestic production. And when I talked to a couple of them, they say, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells, all the oil refineries anyway, so why should we invest in them? I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade, and that's going to exceed and beyond that.
He's being laughed at, even the speakers.
Production.
The speakers also laughing at him.
If they had
and he ain't standing up anytime later.
Keep gas prices down. Instead, they used the record profits to buy back their own stock, rewarding the CEOs and shareholders. Corporations ought to do the right thing. That's why I propose we quadruple the tax on corporate stock buybacks and encourage long-term investment. They'll still make considerable profit.
Now I'm going to turn this up a little bit so it makes sure y'all hear this. So I'm going
to
crank it. Let me know if I'm starting to
instead of cutting the number of audits for wealthy taxpayers,
this fucker calling him a liar.
I signed a law to reduce the deficit by $114 billion by cracking down on wealthy tax cheats. That's being fiscally responsible. In the last 2 years, my administration has cut the deficit by more than $1.7 trillion, the largest deficit reduction in American history. Under the previous administration, the American deficit went up 4 years in a row. Because those record deficits, no president added more to the national debt in any 4 years than my predecessor. Nearly 25% of the entire national debt that took over 200 years to accumulate was added by just one administration alone, the last one. They're the facts. Check it out. Check it out.
Here we go.
How did Congress respond to that debt? They did the right thing. They lifted the debt ceiling 3 times without preconditions or crisis. They paid American bills to prevent an economic disaster in the country. So tonight I'm asking the Congress to follow suit. Let's commit here tonight to the full faith and credit of the United States of America will never, ever be questioned. Some of my Republican friends want to take the economy hostage. I get it. Unless I agree to their economic plans. All of you at home should know what those plans are. Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No,
liar, you, there
I,
you go.
I enjoy conversion.
Called him a fucking liar. Love it. God damn, you can't beat that. I got to back that up just a twat here one more fucking time, just for the fun of it. God damn, I love it.
Added by just one administration alone, the last one. They're the facts. Check it out. Check it out. How did Congress respond to that debt? They did the right thing. They lifted the debt ceiling 3 times without preconditions or crisis. They paid American bills to prevent an economic disaster in the country. So tonight I'm asking the Congress to follow suit. Let's commit here tonight to the full faith and credit of the United States of America will never, ever be questioned. So some of my Republican friends want to take the economy hostage. I get it, unless I agree to their economic plans. All of you at home should know what those plans are. Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I enjoy conversion.
I mean, that's kind of funny when you see a congressman, congresswoman, or somebody straight out call this motherfucker a liar. Wow, that's the first time I've seen him react like this. I never seen a State of the Union where the fucker's being booed and called a fucking liar. Ain't this something? What does this tell you? They know. The fucking Congress, the Senate, they know. They all know this shit. So, you know, everybody, all you're out of your fucking mind. You don't know what the fuck you're saying, blah, blah, blah. No, they know. They fucking what? Better well know. Somebody better get shit straight, man, like real quick, because we're in trouble, man, big time. This motherfucker started fucking it up the minute he became president. Like I said, if this motherfucker won it, we are fucked, and I meant it, and look what's happening. So anyway, let's continue on a little more. So I'm not going to keep the whole thing going. I'm not going to keep you all. I got a few people on the phones. I know you're all yada, yada, yada. I know, but listen, man, this is funny. It is funny to me, so let's enjoy it. Hold on.
You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant, but it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks, the idea is
liar
that we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond. Folks,
they're looking at this guy like he's straight up fucking retarded. Like I said, I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but I'm telling you, man, it's amazing to watch this video. It's crazy.
So, folks, as we all apparently agree, Social Security and Medicare is off the books now, right? They're not to be stopped. All right. I'm ready. We got unanimity. Social Security and Medicare are a lifeline for millions of seniors. Americans have to pay into them from the very first paycheck they start. So tonight, let's all agree, and we currently are, let's stand up for seniors. Stand up and show them. We will not cut Social Security. We will not cut Medicare. Those benefits belong to the American people. They earned it. And if anyone tries to cut Social Security, which apparently no one's going to do, and if anyone tries to cut Medicare, I'll stop them. I'll veto it. And look, I'm not going to allow them to be taken away. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. But apparently it's not going to be a problem. Next month.
You know, for some reason, I don't buy his. But I don't buy this. I think he's going to cut something. He's going to fuck something up. I'm telling you, just, you know, this is fucking professional narcissism. You know, say one thing, but do another. That's what the fuck they do. Say one thing and do another. Anyway, I'm just putting it out there. I'm, you know, hey, I could be wrong, but you never know. Something to think about.
When I offer my fiscal plan, I ask my Republican friends to lay down their plan as well. I really mean it. Let's sit down together and discuss our mutual plans together. Let's do that. I can tell you, the plan I'm going to show is going to cut the deficit by another $2 trillion. And it won't cut a single bit of Medicare or Social Security. In fact, we're going to extend the Medicare Trust Fund at least 2 decades, because that's going to be the next argument. How do we keep it solvent, right? Well, we'll not raise tax on anyone making under 400 grand, but we'll pay for it the way we talked about tonight, by making sure that the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share. Look, Here's the deal. They aren't just taking advantage of the tax code. They're taking advantage of you, the American consumer. Here's my message to all of you out there. I have your back. We're already preventing Americans from receiving surprise medical bills, stopping $1 billion surprise bills per month so far. We're protecting seniors' life savings by cracking down on nursing homes that commit fraud, endanger patient safety, prescribe drugs that are not needed. Millions of Americans can now save thousands of dollars because they can finally get a hearing aid over the counter without a prescription. Look, capitalism without competition is not capitalism. It's extortion. It's exploitation.
Oh, Jesus.
Last year, I cracked down with the help of many of you on foreign shipping companies that were making you pay higher prices for every good coming into the country. I signed a bipartisan bill to cut shipping costs by 90%, helping American farmers, businessmen, and consumers. Let's finish the job.
Bullshit.
Pass the bipartisan legislation to strengthen antitrust enforcement and prevent big online platforms giving their own products an unfair advantage.
Okay. I'm sorry. I can't take no more. I can't. I just can't fucking do it. He ain't did shit. Nothing I can see. Nothing. Farmers are still fucking jonesing. We're still jonesing. Shit ain't gotten cheaper. It's went up, actually. Gasoline has gone up again. And it keeps crawling up. You know, this guy, wow, man. Yeah, wow, fucking Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'm going to crank open the phone. So those of you who have called in, I don't wait for the hands to come up because I don't care. I just don't care. I victimize all my people. Welcome to the show. And welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, everybody. But yeah, I just don't. Yeah, hey, Gun has and 708. What's up? You're online.
Yeah, victimized. Damn it.
Yeah, this guy. I mean, they called it. That one congresswoman called him a fucking liar twice. Liar. Yeah. You know, he blamed Trump, ejecting the debt ceiling four fucking times. That never happened. And spent more money than this motherfucker. That never happened either. You know? That never fucking happened. And then talking about cutting Social Security and said the Republican Party is the one fucking doing it. You know, some members. And they fucking went right after saying, no, you're fucking full of shit right there. Joe, you're fucking full of shit. And he goes, no, call my office. Blah, 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 blah. No, if anyone's going to cut, it's going to be you. But like I said earlier, you know, the fucking is the opposite. That's what a narcissist does. They do the opposite of what they say. They'll say one thing, but do completely opposite of it. You know what I mean? So watch that Social Security. You might lose your fucking check. You might just lose your fucking money. Who knows? Anything's possible. This psycho motherfucker. Are the people running him? You know, the group that runs this motherfucker. I don't know, man. It's fucking just out there. That's just fucking crazy, isn't it? I mean, Jesus Christ. It's a crazy fucking world we live in. It really is, man. You know? So anyway, you know, hey, what can
I
say?
What do you expect,
man?
from an idiot, a narcissist and all this shit, okay? I told you, he's going to blame Trump for every fucking thing. A cow farts wrong. It's Trump's fault. That cow farted wrong because it's Trump's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what it's playing out. You see how it's playing out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole thing I'm saying. And somebody's got a speaker on. I hear feedback. But anyway, 708, I'm going to block you out. You know, I'm not going to kill you, but I'm just going to mute you. If you want to just raise your hand, press that number one, I'll let you in. But, you know, that's the thing with me, man. I'm like, wow, this guy's contradicting everything. He says everything he's saying is bullshit. You know, he did this on day fucking one. He started signing fucking executive orders the minute he fucking got behind that desk. You know, he didn't fuck around about it. He did not fuck around. He cut the XL pipeline. He cut the fucking fuel. I mean, look how fast the price of fuel jumped up when he became president. Within about a week, shit started coming up rapidly, fast, real fast. Then he's blaming us, so they're making record profits. Of course they are, but you are too, Joe. You're an investor. Your family's investors in fucking fuel. You know, you want this for your own benefit. You know, then you got to bring the price down again, drag the price down again, reinvest the money because you done cashed out. Now, once you got the price of the fuel up there and all your stock made fucking 10 times more than it was worth originally, you cashed out. Then he brought the price back down, bought in again because he said exactly what he did. And he's saying that the oil companies did that. He did that too. Why wouldn't you? If you fucking knew what the fuck you were doing, you're controlling this motherfucker, wouldn't you do the same thing? Of course you would. You know, take your profits and reinvest in your own shit. Fuck yeah. Absolutely. When you know it's going to go back up, you'd be a fucking idiot if you didn't, you know? And you can get by with it. You can get by with it. So, you know, fuck, man. How stupid does this motherfucker really think the American people are? Well, that's hard to say, too.
Real
stupid. Tell you fucking truth anymore.
That's a $64,000 question, but I know the answer. They're pretty
right.
Fucking stupid.
I got myself on that one. Fuck me.
Yeah, you got yourself on that one. Speaking of, stupid people, you want to hear something stupid, too?
What's that?
I just read that today. Yeah. You know that earthquake they had over there in, where was it, Turkey or whatever? Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They killed, what, 5,000-10,000 people, something like that?
Yeah, seen
I read today.
Thing popped in core earlier today.
Did you see that? The fucking government, by the stroke of a pen, the mighty pen, all the buildings up, thousands of them, to current building codes. By the stroke of the pen now, aren't they magicians?
Uh-huh.
Imagine
uh-huh.
that. Old fucking derelict buildings, just by a stroke of the pen, brought up to modern day codes for earthquake situations.
Yeah.
You fuckers, you deserve it, motherfuckers. You deserve what you get over there.
Yeah, yeah, pretty well.
Should have killed 100,000 more. Government,
well, they don't give
they're
a fuck.
On your
they don't care.
They don't give
a flying
just like
fuck.
Just like here. Don't give a fuck here. Yep.
Uh-uh.
Same thing.
No, the government is—it's just a show. It's a fucking act. And that's what it is. And when they say, "Well, we're going to pass this act." That's exactly what it is. It's a fucking act. That's an act, like acting. It ain't real, But most of this shit, like I said, it's unbelievable, the Monopoly game. It's like, whoever invented that game Monopoly was the smartest motherfuckers. I think it was some out of work, some guys got laid off from a job or some shit, and they came up with that game Monopoly, which is a perfect game. That's exactly how it plays. That's the game of life. Yeah.
Yep.
Once you control the most, you control it all at the end. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's how it works. And that's what the big race is for. Everybody wants to be wants to be God. That's that. I'm God.
King
that's
George.
At the Buck Lewis.
King George. We're free.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I think he was hijacking the show the other night, too. He was there.
Oh, I would be a bitch, bro. No,
he's listening. Probably. I don't care. Listen on. Good. More the better for me. God damn it. Yeah, what a hell of a day. Who knows? That motherfucker's crazier than fuck anyway.
That's true. Mental illness,
he is.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, why would you fuck your best people? Wow.
Unless you got mental illness. Yeah.
Well,
why not? That's crazy.
Well, that's why I think more of a liberal thought,
Hey, so that's definitely signs of somebody being a liberal.
Yeah,
a backstabber.
Exactly.
That's another definition of the backstabber.
That's one of the patterns. That's one of the patterns.
And a coward.
You
go in there, and when you go in there and try to talk to him, which I have not, but Mike did that time, and he cock blocked him. That is a coward. That is a low life, ball scratching, sorry fucking coward.
That's a pussy. Exactly.
And George Zenzer, I hope you're goddamn listening to me, motherfucker, because I'm calling you out.
Yep. He's scared of you, gunslinger.
Yeah.
He's scared.
Oh, yeah. I'm right here.
Yeah. You know,
scared of you too.
He thought he had control of you. Thought he had control of me too. That ain't gonna happen. You know, I'm glad Mike went back and fucked with him. I thought it was funny. You know, he was just listening. He wasn't doing nothing to him. You know.
Yeah. One damn thing. Oh, you are. Are you here to beg for forgiveness? Are you here to beg for forgiveness? What a cocksucker. That's a cocksucker.
That was funny, though, wasn't it? I thought it was fucking hilarious. Beg for forgiveness.
First word,
you know,
out of that fat sucker's mouth. Oh, you here to beg for forgiveness?
Forgiveness for what? What the fuck did Mike do? Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it goes to show, yeah, that motherfucker's retarded.
Yeah, no shit.
That's fucking crazy. Straight up crazy, man. Oh, man. But yeah, man, I don't even let that bother me anymore, John. Why? What, you know, what's the sense? Why give him the power over me, you know? I just ain't going to do it. Fuck him. Because, I mean, his show sucks. He sucks. I mean, everything about him sucks. His name is made up off a fucking search engine. You know?
Yep.
That's where, why would you else come up with that kind of fucking name? You know, it's a cool name. It's like, it sounds like a cool name. But apparently too cool because he ain't drawing too many fucking people.
That's right.
You know? He's not. He's all trolls. Because he's easy to fuck with. He's easy to manipulate. He's easy to piss off. I mean, this guy gets mad over nothing. Nothing.
Oh yeah, nothing.
I think he looks for excuses to get mad. Really, he looks for fucking excuses to get mad.
A person with mental illness does that. They want to have conflicts. They want to dig a hole in front of themselves and fall in it.
I got mental problems. I'm mentally fucking retarded, but I don't do that kind of like shit.
Yeah, but not like yours.
No, he's better retarded than me. When it comes down to it, you know. I try to be a better card, you know, just don't work out for me.
Don't work
just don't work out for me. But I'm trying to do better. Well, thank you, Pops. I appreciate it. I hope so, Pops. Thank you. God bless you, Pops. God damn me.
Me and Ma and Paul said it. We're rooting for you there, son. We're rooting for you.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. I appreciate it. Is Ma still harping about that chicken pen? Fix that chicken coop. Yeah, I'll fix it one day, Ma. You know, what the hell? What the fuck? Why not? You know, we live in a time, you know, they want fucking robot dogs. I mean, robot soldiers and Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, this shit in Ukraine, all this fucking shit in Ukraine that we're fucking feeding them, we're giving them all this money and weapons. Something ain't right about that either. Something's awfully wrong. Now, you remember the Bidens and them are friends, you know. You know, Zelensky and all them, they're friends. You know. I mean, Nancy Pelosi held on to that flag with the death grip. But she finally gave and handed it to him. Here you go, motherfucker, you know. And in this fucking speech when Biden said that Nancy was the greatest speaker of the House ever, I'm like, oh, my God, this old cocksucker, senile, got Alzheimer's, senile, rheumatism, arthritis, and anal warts. You know what I mean? This guy's fucking ate up.
And battery acid eating her brains or whatever.
Oh, God. Look at them eyes. Now, Nancy used to be a good-looking brother at one point in time, but that liquor's got her. You can tell that's a motherfucker with bad kidney problems and liquor and drinking, you know. That's why she looks like
this. Like a dried up prune.
Oh, yeah. And her husband's gay, too. Oh, my God. Well, no wonder they fight for the gay rights. Well, hey, Gunn, let's take a little bit more of this motherfucker, just for the fun of it. I want to see what kind of... I didn't watch the whole fucking thing through. I don't know. Right now, I'm on an hour and 46 minutes, which he ain't been talking that long. It's like an hour or something. Bullshit. Anyway. He wasn't talking. Anyway, I'm listening to a little more of this crazy cocksucker, just for fun of it. See what kind of lies he's going to throw at us, this American people, all right? Let's check it out. And the other thing, every time this motherfucker breathes, Kamala Harris' ass jumps up like a fucking jackrabbit. You know, I don't know if you've seen that part. every time.
Yeah.
And then the speaker, he only stood up one time to clap his hand to the motherfucker. Any other time he fucking moved. So let's keep this rock on this motherfucker.
My administration is also taking on junk fees. Those hidden surcharges too many companies use to make you pay more. For example, we're making airlines show you the full ticket price up front, refund your money if your flight is canceled or delayed. We reduce exorbitant bank overdrafts by saving consumers more than $1 billion a year. We're cutting credit card late fees by 75% from $30 to $8. Look, junk fees may not matter to very wealthy, but they matter to most other folks in homes like the one I grew up in, like many of you did. They add up to hundreds of dollars a month. They make it harder for you to pay your bills or afford that family trip. I know how unfair it feels when a company overcharges you and gets away with it. Not anymore. We've written a bill to stop it all. It's called the Junk Fee Prevention Act. We're going to ban surprise resort fees that hotels charge on your bill. Those fees can cost you up to $90 a night at hotels that aren't even resorts. The idea that cable, internet, and cell phone companies can charge you $200 or more if you decide to switch to another provider. Give me a break. We can stop service fees on tickets to concerts and sporting events and make companies disclose all the fees up front. And we'll prohibit airlines from charging $50 round trip for family just to be able to sit together. Baggage fees are bad enough. Airlines can't treat your child like a piece of baggage. Americans are tired of being. We're tired of being played for suckers. So pass.
Did he say we're tired of being played as suckers? We are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I want to make sure you help confirm that I'm going to listen to that shit. Motherfuck me. Suckers. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, Joe, you know, motherfuck. So, anyway, let's rock on.
Pass the Junk Fee Prevention Act so companies stop ripping us off. For too long, workers have been getting stiffed, but not anymore. We're beginning to restore the dignity of work. For example, I should have known this, but I didn't until 2 years ago. 30 million workers have to sign non-compete agreements for the jobs they take. 30 million. So a cashier at a burger place can't walk across town and take the same job at another burger place and make a few bucks more. It just changed. But they just changed it because we exposed it. That was part of the deal, guys. Look it up. But not anymore. We're banning those agreements so companies have to compete for workers and pay them what they're worth. And I must tell you, this is bound to get a response from my friends on my left but the right.
As I'm looking at that crowd, I've seen that picture of the crowd. You only see the Democrats clapping. The Republicans ain't doing shit. The other side, they fucking moving.
Yeah, they didn't move.
No, you watch Camel Toe Harris up and down, up and down, up and down. And what's his name? The new Speaker of the House. I can't remember his name. But anyway, this motherfucker got up one time out of all this shit.
How can you question here? How can you pay somebody that's what they're worth when they ain't worth a fuck?
Well, he's saying, is they're making illegal for you. The companies are saying you can't go across town to get another job at another burger joint because they pay more money than they do. That's bullshit. Who the fuck says you can't? There ain't no fucking law to stop you from doing that, motherfucker. It's a free country, remember? Free do what the fuck you want. You got to work with these motherfuckers. Somebody offered me another dollar an hour, fuck you, you same thing? Suck my dick, bitch. I'm going there. You know what I'm saying? Tell me I can't fucking do that. Fuck you. Fuck you in the ass. And corporations ain't fucking the law. They are not the law. They're their own personal, rules. But as far as that goes, suck my dick. Fuck you. Anyway, let's go.
I'm so sick and tired of companies breaking the law by preventing workers from organizing. Pass the PRO Act, because business have a right. Workers have a right to form a union. And let's guarantee all workers have a living wage. Let's make sure working parents can afford to raise a family with sick days, paid family medical leave, affordable child care. That's going to enable millions of more people to go and stay at work. And let's restore the full child tax credit, which gave tens of millions of parents some breathing room and cut child poverty in half to the lowest level in history. And by the way, when we do all these things, we increase productivity. We increase economic growth. So let's finish the job and get more families access to affordable, quality housing. Let's get seniors who want to stay in their homes the care they need to do so. Let's give more breathing room to millions of family caregivers looking after their loved ones. Pass my plan so we get seniors and people with disabilities the home care and services they need. And support the workers who are doing God's work. These plans are fully paid for, and we can afford to do them. Restoring the dignity of work means making education an affordable ticket to the middle class. You know, when we made public education, 12 years of it, universal in the last century, we made the best educated, best paid, we became the best educated, best paid nation in the world. The rest of the world's caught up. It's caught up. Jill, my wife, who teaches full time, has an expression. I hope I get it right, kid. Any nation that out-educates us is going to out-compete us. Any nation that out-educates is going to out-compete us. Folks, we all know 12 years of education is not enough to win the economic competition of 21st century. We want to have the best educated workforce. Let's finish the job by providing access to preschool for 3 and 4 years old. Studies show that children who go to preschool are nearly 50% more likely to finish high school and go on to earn a 2 or 4 year degree, no matter their background they came from. Let's give public school teachers a raise.
Okay, there is nothing. We're talking about public school teachers, okay? There ain't no such things anymore. There is no such thing as a public school teacher. It's called a smart board. That's how they teach children today. They are just room monitors now. You know what I mean? That's all they do. They're not teaching shit. Look at the board here, children. You have your laptops. There you go. That's who's teaching them. And all the shit they're being taught is indoctrination to fucking zombium. Get it? Yeah, that's exactly what the fuck's happening, in my opinion. That's what I see, you know, motherfuckers. Give them a fucking raise. Jesus.
We're making progress by reducing student debt, increasing Pell Grants for working and middle-class families. Let's finish the job and connect students to career opportunities starting in high school. Provide access to 2 years of community college. The best career training in America, in addition to being a pathway to a four-year degree. Let's offer every American a path to a good career, whether they go to college or not.
And let's give every illegal alien a house, money, and everything else they need, and fuck the American people. That's what we need to do, and that's what we're doing.
And $1 million on top. Yeah.
Absolutely. You want to open a convenience store or hotel? Fuck, you got the money. We got you. Okay. Get her open, goddamn
no
it.
No problem.
Yeah, did I ever tell you about this shit I found out about that CCA, all them private prisons and shit? No, they're not prisons anymore. They're fucking, they're being fucking used as fucking tame units for these illegal motherfuckers, man. Do you believe that? They turned them into
Oh, yeah, I believe it, yeah.
Yeah, yep, they sure did.
Yeah.
Yep, because that private sector prison shit ain't working out too good, you know? So the government says, okay, well, we can't do that, but yeah, if you do this, here we go, we'll make this deal with you. So it's,
if we fuck them this way, too.
In any way possible, let's do it. We're going to get something out of these motherfuckers, and that's what they're doing. Fuck me, man.
And folks, in the midst of the COVID crisis, when schools were closed and we were shutting down everything, let's recognize how far we came in the fight against the pandemic itself. Well, the virus is not gone. Thanks to the resilience of the American people and the ingenuity of medicine, we've broken the COVID grip on us. COVID deaths are down by 90%. We've saved millions of lives and opened up our country. We opened our country back up. And soon we'll end the public health emergency.
So is that going to be, if you get the shot, that you see, okay.
But
damn,
that's called a public health emergency. We're making progress by reducing student debt, increasing Pell Grants for working and middle-class families. Let's finish the job and connect students to career opportunities starting in high school. Provide access to 2 years of community college, the best career training in America, in addition to being a pathway to a four-year degree. Let's offer every American a path to a good career, whether they go to college or not. And folks, in the midst of the COVID crisis, when schools were closed and we were shutting down everything, let's recognize how far we came in the fight against the pandemic itself. While the virus is not gone, thanks to the resilience of the American people and the ingenuity of medicine, we've broken the COVID grip on us. COVID deaths are down by 90%. We've saved millions of lives and opened up our country. We opened our country back up. And soon we'll end the public health emergency. But that's called a public health emergency. But we'll remember the toll and pain that's never going to go away. More than 1 million Americans lost their lives to COVID. 1 million. Families grieving, children orphaned. Empty chairs at the dining room table constantly reminding you that she used to sit there. Remembering them, we remain vigilant. We still need to monitor dozens of variants and support new vaccines and treatments. So Congress needs to fund these efforts and keep America safe. And as we emerge from this crisis stronger, we're also got to double down on prosecuting criminals who stole relief money meant to keep workers and small businesses afloat. Before I came to office, you remember, during that campaign, the big issue was about inspector generals who would protect taxpayers' dollars who were sidelined. They were fired. Many people said, we don't need them. And fraud became rampant. Last year, I told you the watchdogs are back. Since then, we've recovered billions of taxpayers' dollars. Now let's triple the anti-fraud strike force going after these criminals, double the statute of limitations on these crimes, and crack down on identity fraud by criminal syndicates stealing billions of dollars from the American people.
Doesn't that sound like the pot calling the kettle black, or is it just me?
Yeah,
what are you thinking? This motherfucker, this stealing thieving motherfucker, you got to be kidding me, Joey Buttafuoco, you crazy motherfucker, you. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's wow, wow. How did he get wealthy? How did you get so goddamn rich, Joe? You know, let's see your bank history. Let's see your bank records.
Let's see your tax records.
Yeah, let's see your tax records. Yeah. Nobody's mentioned that one, have they? No.
Nope.
No, we ain't talking about Burisma either. We're going to talk about Burisma and Russia and all that shit, are we? Or that prosecutor you forced into the fire to quit fucking with your boy, to quit fucking with your money.
Yep.
So, you know, we're gonna forget all about that little bit of shit, ain't we? Yeah, wow. Wow, pot calling the kettle black like a motherfucker. Jesus Christ. It ain't much longer. This shit's gonna be over, so. Wow.
And the data shows that for every dollar we put into fighting fraud, the tax rates get back at least 10 times as much. It matters. Look, COVID left its scars, like the spike in violent crime in 2020, the first year of the pandemic. We have an obligation to make sure all people are safe. Public safety depends on public trust, as all of us know. But too often that trust is violated. Join us tonight are the parents of Tyree Nichols. Welcome. We had to bury Tyree last week. As many of you personally know, there's no words to describe the heartache or grief of losing a child. But imagine. Imagine if you lost that child at the hands of the law. Imagine having to worry whether your son or daughter came home from walking down the street, playing in the park, or just driving a car. Most of us in here have never had to have the talk that brown and black parents have had to have with their children. Bo, Hunter, Ashley, my children, I never had to have the talk with them. I never had to tell them if a police officer pulls you over, turn your interior lights on right away. Don't reach for your license. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Imagine having to worry like that every single time your kid got in a car. Here's what Tyree's mother shared with me when I spoke to her. When I asked her how she finds the courage to carry on and speak out, the faith of God, she said her son was, quote, a beautiful soul and something good will come of this. Imagine how much courage and carry that takes. It's up to us, to all of us. We all want the same thing. Neighborhoods free of violence. Law enforcement who earns the community's trust. Just as every cop when they pin on that badge in the morning has a right to be able to go home at night, so does everybody else out there. Our children have a right to come home safely. Equal protection under the law is a covenant we have with each other in America. We know police officers put their lives on the line every single night and day. And we know we ask them in many cases to do too much to be counselors, social workers, psychologists, responding to drug overdoses, mental health crises, and so much more. In one sense, we ask much too much of them. I know most cops and their families are good, decent, honorable people, the vast majority. But they risk. And they risk their lives every time they put that shield on. But what happened to Tyree in Memphis happens too often. We have to do better. Give law enforcement the real training they need. Hold them to higher standards. Help them succeed in keeping us safe. We also need more first responders and professionals to address the growing mental health substance abuse challenges. More resources to reduce violent crime and gun crime. More community intervention programs. More investment in housing, education, and job training. All this can help prevent violence in the first place. When police officers or police departments violate the public trust, they must be held accountable. With the support of the families of victims, civil rights, and law enforcement, I signed an executive order for all federal officers banning chokeholds, restricting no-knock warrants, and other key elements of the George Floyd Act. Let's commit ourselves to make the words of Tyler's mom true. Something good must come from this. Something good. And all of us we
culture is difficult, but it's simple. All of us in this chamber, we need to rise to this moment. We can't turn away. Let's do what we know in our hearts that we need to do. Let's come together to finish the job on police reform. Do something. That was the plea of parents who lost their children in Uvalde. I met with every one of them. Do something about gun violence. Thank God. Thank God we did. Passing the most sweeping gun safety law in 3 decades. That includes things like that the majority of responsible gun owners already support. Enhanced background checks for 18 to 21 years old. Red flag laws, keeping guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves and others. But we know our work is not done. Join us tonight is Brandon Say, a 26-year-old hero. Brandon put his college dreams on hold to be at his mom's side. His mom's side when she was dying from cancer. And Brandon... Brandon now works at the dance studio started by his grandparents. And 2 weeks ago, during the Lunar New Year celebrations, he heard the studio door close. He saw a man standing there pointing a semi-automatic pistol at him. He thought he was going to die, but he thought about the people inside. And in that instant, he found the courage to act and wrestle the semi-automatic pistol away from the gunman who had already killed 11 people in another dance studio. 11. He saved lives. It's time we do the same. Ban assault weapons now. Ban them now. Once and for all. I led the fight to do that in 1994. And in 10 years, that ban was law. Mass shootings went down. After we let it expire in the Republican administration, mass shootings tripled. Let's finish the job and ban these assault weapons. And let's also come together on immigration. Make it a bipartisan issue once again.
What does assault rifles and immigration have to do with each other? Anybody? Thought gun, immigration,
got me.
Gun law.
He's totally confused on everything.
Well, yeah, he is.
Coming from somebody that about the gun thing that says that, well, you know, when the guns and all this, but he's the one that's quoted, and you can go look it up. It's still on YouTube. Well, if you hear something, just step out your backyard, just take a blast with your shotgun. Now, coming from a fucking idiot like that, that makes all of us legal gun owners look like a fucking fool. You know that?
Well, that's the thing. I mentioned that before. I said, the one person doesn't have to worry about it is a fucking illegal gun owner. Because they don't have to register shit. Nobody knows they have it.
Nobody knows they have the illegal ones,
And, you know, I don't see very many cases of motherfuckers getting in any very serious trouble owning a gun that are ex-felons. I don't. You know, I don't. There are very seldom you ever see a case where it got really bad on a motherfucker. You know what I mean? I'm serious. So you know, there's so many different speculations and rules in gun law. You don't know what the fuck's right or wrong anymore. You just don't know. But there again, you know, like I said, the fucking murder rate, like in Australia and you know in England, it ain't changed. They don't have to change. Motherfucker, you can die in a lot of ways. You don't need a goddamn gun technically. You know, that's just the easy way of doing it. You know what I mean? You got to pull off the knife. You got to work part a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Who's to say you can't fucking get a fucking slingshot with a ball bearing? That's kind of power at a close range. Get the power of the 38 pistol. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
With a slingshot. Man. You know, fuck. So you know, there's a lot of ways somebody can die. You know that it depends on the person. It ain't the object that does it. It's the fucking person behind the object. You know. Whether it's a knife, gun, rock, whatever, ball, bat, pipe, railroad spike, whatever.
That's what the whole thing boils down to. Yeah, that's what the whole thing boils down to. Guns are inanimate objects. They don't live.
Exactly. Right,
they're
exactly.
Steel. Now, don't go right. after the gun and blame the gun when it don't even live. It can't shit,
yeah.
piss, or eat.
It's just a device.
Okay?
Right.
It's just a device. It's a tool. That's all it is.
Right.
Go after
right.
the person that is holding that motherfucker. That's the fucking problem.
That,
not the gun.
Right, exactly.
The
it's the constitutional right to have one. But it's a God-given
it's
right to own a gun.
Bat.
Right.
You know, wait a minute. You know that there is a zillion more people killed per year by automobile accidents, and you ought to know that. You were the ex-firefighter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's ban
absolutely.
Cars, buddy. Let's ban every
yeah,
goddamn
and the majority, and the majority of those fucking deaths in cars is fucking texting. Ain't even drinking and driving
yeah.
no more. It's texting. Motherfuckers are on their goddamn
yeah.
cell phones, not paying a fucking attention,
yeah.
cause most of the death accidents
yeah.
now, statistically. That's a
and
fact.
What,
they are fucking,
and what
they
about,
contribute 80%
and what,
death.
And what about the hundreds of thousands of people that die at the hands of doctors every year?
Absolutely.
Let's ban doctors.
Another, right, right.
They're murdering
right.
motherfuckers.
So why do
I mean,
they pick on the firearm? Why do they pick on the firearm? You know what I mean? Say, okay, let's take for instance. Say a guy, he got in some trouble when he's younger. You know, he went to jail for a while, whatever. And he got a felony rap, right? All of a sudden, he's disqualified from having a handgun or any type of gun in his house to protect himself. It's okay for the criminal to have a gun that could kill him, and he has no way of protecting himself because of that fucking law. You know?
Well,
and you have the right to protect
the-
yourself.
As long as that person is not a repeat offender, sure. Give him the gun rights back. If he was 18, young, dumb, and stupid, and full of cum, okay,
right,
and he did something
right.
stupid,
and
he
wasn't
not, and he stayed clean,
it wasn't violent,
it wasn't
right.
no
wasn't violent
charge, you know,
right.
nothing violent.
But it qualifies for everybody. But even it goes as far as into misdemeanors. You can get a misdemeanor
well, yeah,
charge.
So,
as a matter of fact, I had a buddy of mine that was at an auction, a county auction, you know, the county auction, bought a handgun, mm-hmm. went to Nexus system, got rejected because he had a restraining order against him from his fucking neighbor. Wasn't no criminal charge,
yeah.
nothing. Just a restraining order. That's all it fucking took, you know? And then there's people on medications. They won't let them have guns, so they have to run a medication. So whatever excuse they can come up about to have a gun, you just can't have a gun. That's all there is to it. There's so many rules and regulations to get by with. It's insane, you know? It's like, you know, you under federal law, you can't have a fucking gun. You can't fucking have a, what is it, ammunition. You can't own ammunition, man. It's crazy.
Well,
it's
you know,
it's nuts.
There is, you know, since King George went off the fucking deep end, you know,
uh-huh.
we talk about there. We talked on his show the New York Safe Act. Okay,
right. Mm-hmm.
I used to be against the New York Safe Act, but I'm all for it now because you
okay.
know why? Because uh-huh. we'll keep guns out of the hands of people that have mental illness, like George Zinser.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sure, he has a gun in his house, yeah, okay, whatever. But can you imagine that motherfucker having a goddamn loaded pistol on with his temper? I mean, you look at the motherfucker wrong, and he could blow up and shoot you
but
right
it,
there in the fucking
it,
street.
It doesn't. It don't matter if he's got a pistol or a rifle. It doesn't matter. It's a firearm. It doesn't matter.
I know that,
they
but under New York law, you can have the rifle. But you can't have the pistol. You can't carry the pistol with a pistol permit.
What,
I'm saying if he was, if he was able to get it, I understand.
What's the
I know
difference?
There is no difference. There is no
right.
difference. But
right.
in his case, he shouldn't be able to carry one on his person outside
mm-hmm.
in
right,
public.
Right.
Okay, and that's in public. Okay,
mm-hmm.
because with
mm-hmm.
his hot headedness and his instability. I'd be scared to be
right.
around with that, be around that motherfucker with a gun, okay?
Right, right.
Anybody could flip him off. Anybody could say something to him. Look what happened on the show. Merely saying something, for God's sake, and he blows his fucking sock. Can you imagine if he had a gun? He'd probably
well,
shoot,
Mike didn't say nothing to him. But Mike didn't say nothing to him. He snapped.
That just proves my fucking point. That motherfucker would be shooting goddamn holes in the goddamn ceiling up there, as unstable as that motherfucker is.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you can't be unstable, man, and goddamn, and carry a gun. You can't do it. It ain't gonna work. You're going to get yourself killed by the cops, or you're going to wind up killing some innocent person.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. You know,
well, I'm with you. I'm with you, man.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to be cool. The three C's. I like the three C's. You know, the C, the letter C, calm, cool, and collected when carrying a gun.
Right, right.
You seen George that way? Fuck no. The way he showed his
Well, he shouldn't even have any type of firearm, period. That's my point.
No, I know. No, I agree. They should take that fucking rifle away from him. No doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn if it's a 22 or a goddamn 30-06. Doesn't matter. A rifle's a rifle, you know.
Well, the other thing about it, he has no knowledge of a gun. He's never been taught, you know, by anybody. You know, I don't know if he took the safety course and passed it or not. I don't know if he finished it or, you know, which don't mean shit to me anyway, but, you know, wow. I don't know, man. It's you know, but if people like him, right. They shouldn't have shit like that. They should not. They're more dangerous to anything than to people, you know.
Oh, yeah,
but,
absolutely.
You know, this motherfucker's talking about banning assault weapons and all this other shit. It don't matter. I find it a waste of time. I really do, man. It's like I said, there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean a fucking firearm, you know.
There's very little mass shootings in the past 50 fucking years that has been done with assault rifles. Very few, I think.
Right.
One or two, maybe. Maybe a vet. They don't use them. They don't use assault rifles. They prefer handguns. But define an assault rifle. Define an assault rifle. And that means anything that is semi-automatic can be considered an assault rifle. Your little 22, my little 22 sitting over here in the corner, semi-automatic, that could be considered an assault rifle because it's semi-automatic. Mm-hmm. Okay? So what the fuck? Now, see, that's their little quirk and their little goal is to ban all guns. Well, let's start with assault rifles, but, look at that 22.
And
oh,
work
oh,
our way
look
down.
At that.
Exactly. Right.
And,
start with them, work
and,
our way down
and
the rest
work
of them.
Way down. And yep. Work our way down. The, yep. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. You got it. There you go.
And it might come to that. It might come to all that. All guns are going to get banned. Yeah. You know, that you're going to say, well, we're going to take Australia, you know, for example, and England, which are other countries that have banned guns, you know. We're just going to use them for example. And that's, well, you know, that's the way they do it there. That's why we're going to do it here. And like I said, the other thing is coming up, I'm telling you, man, is that fucking digital currency. It's coming. It's coming soon, man. You just don't know how fucking soon it's going to get here. All this shit he's talking about in this, you know, State of the Union, it's all bullshit. Yeah, just they don't give a flying fuck about nobody. You'll see. Everybody will see. You know, because they don't care, man. This is just a show. This ain't nothing. This has no fucking purpose at all to this. It just don't have it. I mean, where's the fair part of this? There ain't nothing there. You know, there's nothing there that's fair. You know? I mean, there is no right or wrong with these motherfuckers. It's just their way. Their way is the right way. Whether it's right or wrong, doesn't matter. And that's the way they want it. That's the way it's going to happen. It's the way it's going to play. Right. You know? It's fucking crazy. It's just nuts, man. You know, wow. Why can't we use common sense? Whatever happened to common sense? No, this is the way
went
shit
the
is,
door.
You know.
Went out the window.
Oh, yeah, years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah. And then we got Trump in office, and all of a sudden we had some type of hope. We did have hope. And then all of a sudden, bam, back. Then we get this nutcase. You know what I mean? Then we get this. Now, what the fuck? How much more fuck can we take? You know? I mean, look how many, during our lifetime, look how many presidents we've seen in our lifetime. You know what I mean? I mean, the first person I thought knew of in my lifetime was Nixon, okay, when I was a kid. I was born in 1966, and I don't know who was in office in 66. I don't know, you know. Maybe I should look that up. I mean, just so I fucking know. I should know that, shouldn't I? Maybe. Computer, don't fuck with me.
Why is every day like a fucking Monday to me?
Wasn't it Kennedy? Or something? He got shot in 63. No, it was the next dude after him. So, yeah, I can't even think of it. Hell, that was before my time, goddamn. Oh, yeah. I was still in diapers. Hell, I could give a fuck at that time. Who was president, you know, when you were still in diapers. I mean, you know, yeah.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Johnson, yep.
Yep. Lyndon B. Johnson elected vice president as John F. Kennedy running mate. Kennedy was assassinated. Johnson was sworn at 36th United States president. Division of Bill of Great Society. So, in other words, so he was vice president and became president after Kennedy was assassinated.
Yep.
LBJ.
Yep, LBJ. Yep.
He died in 1973.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, 1963 to 1969. So Kennedy was assassinated in
1963. Yep.
I was still roaming around my dad's nutsack. So Lyndon Johnson was president when I was born. So
yep.
I came out of my dad's nutsack in 1965. I came out in February 1966. So I, you know, escaped. I came out of the birth canal with my paperwork. You know, my bill of lading. I was manufactured, you know, in my mom's vagina. Came out of her water canal, and I parked my boat on a table. Then I screamed, "What the fuck? Who turned on the fucking lights?" Okay, John F. President John F. Kennedy, after was sworn in after Shirley Kennedy's assassination, a Democrat from Texas. Johnson also served as U.S. Representative, U.S. Senator, U.S. State Majority. He was a Democrat from Texas. Oh, but damn. That's back when the Democrats weren't really that fucking retarded. Born in a farmhouse, Stonewall, Texas, to a local public. Johnson worked high as a high school teacher and congressional aide before winning election. U.S. House of Representatives in 1937. He won election in the United States Senate in 1948. After a narrow and controversial victory in the Democratic Party primary, he was appointed to the position of State Majority Whip in 1951. He became a Senate Democratic leader in 1953, Majority Leader in 1954. 1960 ran for the Democratic nominee for presidency. Ultimately, Senator Kennedy basted Johnson and his own other rivals in the nomination and surprised many by offering them to make Johnson the vice president running mate. So, in other words, he was running and became vice president even though he lost. Something like that, yeah. 1953. And Johnson ran 1960 for Democratic nominees for the president. Ultimately, Senator Kennedy based Johnson as his other rivals for the nomination, then surprised by many offering to make Johnson his vice presidential running mate. The Kennedy-Johnson ticket won in 1960. Presidential Vice President Johnson assumed the presidency in November 20, 1963, after President Kennedy was assassinated. The following year, Johnson was elected to presidency when he won in landslide against Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater, receiving 61.1% of the popular vote in the 1964 presidential election, the largest share won by any president candidate since the 1820 election. Johnson took, okay. So in other words, he ran for president and won it. He was vice president and won president after that. Then the following year, Johnson was elected to the president when he won landslide against Arizona State Senator Barry Goldwater. Okay, so he was 1963. He turned president then. Then the following year, he became
elected as president. So he must have been a one-termer plus whatever he had for the, during vice presidency.
But they got these little fucking deals that they, the way they can want to demonize everything, especially with the gun issue, you know.
Nowadays.
They always quote, nowadays, yeah. But,
I mean, the gun thing was never a big issue till, I'd say, what was that fucking happened? Those two kids shot that fucking school. That was the very first one. It was like in the 80s, wasn't it?
Columbine.
Or 90s?
Columbine. Was it Columbine?
Columbine, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was the very first school shooting, mass shooting like that. So, you
and
know.
Prior to that, I never remember having a school shooting.
Not that I know of. No,
not that I can remember. I mean,
fuck, I used to carry a 12-gauge shotgun in my pickup truck to school, man. In the back window
too.
Of my fucking truck.
I did too.
That was in the '80s. Man.
That was early 80s.
Mm,
and,
yeah,
you know, the principal knew about it. Mm. The teachers, the staff knew about it. Even the goddamn local police department knew about it.
Yeah, fuck, you can see him in your truck. Nobody fucked with him.
The rednecks that drove the cowboy truck, they had a fucking shotgun and a goddamn rifle up there.
And a rebel flag.
Right
on
school parking
lot.
Yeah, yep. And a rebel flag, and right up there on the school parking lot parking spot.
Yeah.
And nobody said a fucking goddamn word about it.
Nope, didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
Nope. Mm-mm.
So what's changed? Mm-mm. What's changed? What's changed? I know what's changed. When I graduated in 1983, I graduated with two black people. Okay, two black students. You go up that school right now, it's 98% black. They have to have armed police walking up and down the halls. The very school that I graduated in 1983 has to have armed police walking up and down the
halls. Metal detectors, too.
And metal detectors. And drugs.
Yeah.
Dogs, whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
That's insane.
Yep.
Totally
schools
insane.
Turn into penitentiaries. Schools turns into penitentiaries.
There you go.
That's it, man. It's crazy. It's fucking nuts. But what are you to say? What do you do? I mean, society has been developed into be this. You know, and you know, we can blame anybody. We can blame all kinds of people. But reality is, first off, people anymore nowadays don't have common sense, gun. They just ain't fucking got it. The majority of the people you see in the public, when you go to Walmart or you go out to eat or you go out to, like, Hooters or whatever, look at these people around you. Watch how retarded fucking people really are. They don't care. They don't give a fuck. They know it all and don't know shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like tonight, me and my wife and my granddaughter went to Walmart, okay? And this couple had these two little girls. And they were screaming, yelling, throwing a conniption shit fit and shit like that. You know, and, you know, guy is like, you know, kind of embarrassed and shit. And I think I offended him. I offended his wife. I know she got pretty mouthy with me, but I said, you know, you always give them up to the state. They belong to them anyway. Oh my God, that bitch about lost her mind.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, she didn't like that shit. But hey, I'm sure she's still bitching him. Why did you let that fucker say that? You know,
it's got so to a fucking point. That, like I said, I'd like to go to Golden Corral over here in Grand Prairie, Texas over here, which is right on I-20. That's one of the major interstates that run east and west, completely across the state of Texas, okay?
Right.
I mean, it's right there on the highway. And when I go out, when we leave, sometimes it's dark. Well, hell, we have to stay there 2 or 3 hours. But anyway, it's dark. So the first thing I do before I fucking walk out that door, I pull my jacket back on my gun. And I have my hand on my gun when I walk out in that parking lot.
Right.
But it's dark. And you're right on a fucking major highway.
Yeah.
Right on
and now there's this shit going on.
Rich motherfuckers following people home and robbing them, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I would, listen, man.
I'd love to see some motherfucker follow me out here to my house. You know? I would. Where I fucking live at, gun? Shit. Motherfucker, I don't have a driveway. I have a road to my house that I own. I own that fucking road. You know what I mean? I'm serious. I don't have a driveway. You just pull up the road and pull up to the house. That ain't the way it works here. You got about a quarter of a mile of a fucking road to travel before you get to the house. You know, then you got to make a fucking big hairpin turn to come back to the house up the supposed driveway, which I still call a fucking road. You know what I mean? So you're going to come all the way around into back into the woods and come around back up to get to the house. You know, so if you're dumb enough, go for it. Just fucking go for it, you know. So, Beck, I just got something in the mail the other day. Gunslinger, and I'm going to send a picture of it to you. Once I get out of this plastic.
Well, there's one thing that happened just recently while you're doing that. There's a group of two or three idiots that would watch you at an ATM, and they would follow you home or follow you to a convenience and fucking rob you at gunpoint right there as you go into the store or something. Fuck that shit. Crazy motherfucker, you go. That's why even driving down the highway. What about road rage? That seems to be out of control these days. Okay, the slightest little thing could piss these motherfuckers off. And I'm going, what the fuck is wrong with these fucking people?
They said people are fucking retarded. All right. I'm going to send this to your phone, gun. I don't know how good that came out. No, it came out full picture. The hell?
Well, there it is.
You get the full picture?
At the speed of light. I'm looking... At the speed of light.
That's it.
No trespassing. I own firearms and something.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
I own firearms. Oh, yeah. No, I can blow it. Yeah, blow it up. Yeah. No trespassing. I own firearms. Yeah, yeah. I own firearms and a backhoe. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know why the fuck it's doing that with me. There's a better one altogether, yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty neat little sign. Yeah, shit, you know. I thought it was kind of funny because the funny part about it, I do own a backhoe. But that's, you know, hey, more power to them, you know. But, I mean, everything, fuck, you're going to, what, it doesn't matter. They make everything fucking illegal. The funny thing is, you know, I'm waiting for the federal government to finally legalize marijuana. I think Biden did push a law in there to stop people from the federal government from fucking with people, smoking weed or whatever. I don't know what the fuck he did, but something like that. He apparently did something.
Well, coming from a dumbass, I mean, I don't believe anything out of that fucker's mouth. Because he is not running the fucking program. Somebody else.
No.
Is.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No. Somebody else is running the program. And damn sure ain't him. Because he ain't got enough sense to pull piss out of a fucking boot.
Okay? Right.
On a good day. On a good day.
Well, I don't know how he did his State of the Union so good, you know, and not losing his mind. No forgetting or fucking up or blabbering, you know.
I guess they had doped up on something. Who knows? With them fucking people, that could have been a double.
Could have been.
That could have been a fucking
double. It could have been. You never
crazy
know,
as
man.
These fuckers are, I would not put it past, okay?
Yeah. It wouldn't come
double,
as a shocker,
man.
Would it? Yeah.
No, it wouldn't come as a shocker, would it?
Wouldn't come as
and
a shocker.
Look at the link I put in the chat room there, and it shows him talking to reporters with his hand out like he's fixing to shake somebody, and
mm-hmm.
Dr. Jill has to go there and move him out of the way. If that don't prove he's fucked up, well, good God, man, what more proof do you want?
Well,
it's insane.
This ain't the first time, though. This ain't the first time.
No,
that
ain't the first time. No, that ain't the
right.
first time.
Exactly.
That,
exactly.
You know, Dr. Jill, she ain't no fucking doctor. That was just a honorary
no.
deal. Had to move him out, had to drag him away from the fucking, from the reporters. Because they're scared shitless he's going to say something that they don't want him to say, you know? You never did have, you never see Trump do that, did you? No.
No. Not at all.
Like the man, hate the man, I don't care, but he's nothing like this motherfucker.
No, no. This is a whole different ball of wax here.
A whole different end of the goddamn.
I mean, I'm going to throw a little more of this clip up on this motherfucker just for the fuck of it, see what else we got on him. See. Let me take a look.
We know we now have a record number of personnel working to secure the border, arresting 8,000 human smugglers, seizing over 23,000 pounds of fentanyl in just the last several months.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. You believe me or this shit? Do you believe this? Listen to this motherfucker, man. Wow. He's going to kick the border wide open. What the fuck? Wow. Just every time I turn this fucking clip on, it's something fucking new, man, and retarded. God damn. Let's see here. Fuck me.
Launched a new border plan last month. Unlawful migration from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela has come down 97% as a consequence of that. But American border problems won't.
Did he say 97% that problem has stopped? 97% of the border crossing stopped, but there's thousands of them come across every day. Every day. Wow. Man, wow.
Won't be fixed until Congress acts. If we don't pass my comprehensive immigration reform, we'll at least pass my plan to provide the equipment and officers to secure the border.
Oh, yeah. What's that one senator you got down there, Ted Cruz? He's sitting there shaking
Ted
his
Cruz.
Fucking head. Yeah, he just sitting. No. He's just the way he's kind of got a sitting grin and just like, you lying motherfucker.
Yeah,
you're
well,
yeah,
he knows
a lie. Yeah, it's a fucking lie. Fuck. He opened his shit up. Trump was doing the right goddamn thing. This motherfucker stopped it all. Let him in. Let him flow in. Fuck it. Let him all come in. And all that fentanyl, all that shit, plus guns, everything should come over. Motherfucker, you know, wow. You were talking about contradiction.
Yeah,
Jesus.
He opened it up like a can of worms. Opened up a can of worms.
Goddamn. Yep. But the look on Ted Cruz's face is fucking priceless. Oh, my God.
He knows. He knows.
Yeah, all right, let's go on with this. See that goddamn every time we kind of turn around.
And a pathway to citizenship for dreamers, those on temporary status, farm workers, essential workers. Here are the people.
Okay, let's stop the borders, but we're going to make them fucking citizens anyway. See what he just said?
Yeah.
Said? God.
People's house. It's our duty to protect all the people's rights and freedoms. Congress must restore the right And the... Congress must restore the right.
Hear them bitching at him? They're bitching at him. Yeah, fucking lie. He's being called out, basically. This is the second time he's been called out during this fucking, you know, this address, you know, State of the Union shit. You know what I'm saying? He's called a liar for one thing. Then he's called, you know, fucking, they're fucking with him again. Let me say back to Mr. Twat here a bit. Catch it a little more. Let's hear it again.
It's our duty to protect all the people's rights and freedoms. Congress must restore the right. Congress must restore the right that was taken away in Roe v. Wade and protect Roe v. Wade. There's never been a constitutional right. The Vice President and I are doing everything to protect access to reproduction, health care, and safeguard patient safety. But already, more than a dozen states are enforcing extreme abortion bans. Make no mistake about it. If Congress passes a national ban, I will veto it. But let's also pass the Bipartisan Equality Act to ensure LGBTQ Americans, especially transgender young people, can live with safety and dignity. Our strength.
Safety and dignity. I want to cut my fucking dick off, and I want to be safe. I am so dignified in myself by chopping off my tollywhacker, I feel like a better it. It. I'm just an it. I'm no longer
it.
I'm no longer a man or woman. I'm just an it now. I'm actually called a eunuch. I'm an
eunuch.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the eunuch.
Oh, hello, Mr. It. Hello, Mr. It.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Mr. It. How are you doing today in the It land, in the It village, you know, of It? The village of It. Village of Itty It. Fuck. This is like a fucked up fucking novel. You know what I mean? Like a fucked up comedy novel. When you really look at all this shit, all the just wow, whew, God, this you know every fucking 2 or 3 minutes, it's getting funny to me. God damn, protect the dignity, gunslinger. God damn, 708, do you have dignity too? Do you have the dignity to believe this is the power? I don't know who else this is on the line with. They're listening to the show. God bless them. Yeah, dignity. God damn it.
Dignity.
There we go.
And we're free.
Our strength is not just the example of our power, but the power of our example. Let's remember the world's watching. I spoke in this chamber 1 year ago, just days after Vladimir Putin unleashed his brutal attack against Ukraine. A murderous assault, evoking images of death and destruction Europe suffered in World War II. Putin's invasion has been a test for the ages. Test for America, test for the world. Would we stand for the most basic of principles? Would we stand for sovereignty? Would we stand for the right of people to live free of tyranny? Would we stand for the defense of democracy? For such defense matters to us because it keeps peace and prevents open season on would-be aggressors and threatens our prosperity. 1 year later, we know the answer. Yes, we would, and we did. We did. And together, we did what America always does at our best. We led. We united NATO. We built a global coalition. We stood against Putin's aggression. We stood with the Ukrainian people to the night. We're once again joined by Ukrainian's ambassador to the United States. She represents not her, just her nation, but the courage of her people. Our ambassador is here. United, we're in uniting our support of your country. Will you stand so we can all take a look at you? Thank you.
She don't look like she's starving. That girl, she's pretty plump. She ain't fucking going hungry. She's a big girl,
nope.
The ambassador.
Oh, yeah.
She's had quite a few big macs shoved down her pipe.
Yeah.
T-Bird.
Yeah, have you seen her? You see the woman?
Yeah, I see her? I seen it on there.
Okay. All right, here we go. Listen.
We're going to stand with you as long as it takes. Our nation is working for more freedom, more dignity, more peace, not just in Europe, but everywhere. Before I came to office, the story was about how the People's Republic of China was increasing its power and America was failing in the world. Not anymore. We made clear, and I made clear in my personal conversations, which have been many, with President Xi, that we seek competition, not conflict. But I will make no apologies that we're investing in, to make America stronger, investing in American innovation and industry that will define the future that China intends to be dominating, investing in our alliances and working with our allies to protect advanced technologies so they will not be used against us, modernizing our military to safeguard stability and deter aggression. Today, we're the strongest position in decades to compete with China or anyone else in the world. Anyone else in the world. And I'm committed.
Ain't nobody in the military standing
I'm
up there looking like
stupid. We're trying to where we can advance American interests and benefit the world. But make no mistake about it. As we made clear last week, if China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country, and we did.
Oh, God, I can't do no more of this. I'm sorry, Gunn. I can't do it. I've tried. I've tried to weather through this whole fucking thing, but they let that fucking balloon go clearly across the United fucking States, man. Wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm, yeah.
And they supposedly shot down another one. You hear that one?
Yeah, I heard that story too. Ain't no proof of it, so.
Wow. Yeah, ain't no proof.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man. Just, you know, it's, you know, it's, what can you say? Just what can you fucking say, man? You're fed tons of bullshit, and this is continuing on. This is, you know, this, wow. I don't know. He's contradicted everything he said, practically. Everything he said, he's went completely ass-back opposite of it.
Yeah, the opposite.
You know, wow. Wow.
It's insane.
God damn. Nuts, ain't it? It just gets better. Can't get better than this, you know? But that's the world we live in. That's the fucking world we're living in. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. But I mean, the whole time, you know, of course, the last show I was playing parts of this clip and just, you know, didn't get to do the whole thing, nor did I watch it either. Kind of something hung up. But I'm like, wow, you know, because when I start show night, I start playing it. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy saying? You know, that ain't true. That ain't what the fuck's going down, you know, but it's like he's trying to cover up everything. You know, all the fucking fuck ups, he's trying to cover it up. Was saying absolute opposite of what the fuck actually went down or what's happening, you know? So, you know, I mean, he's already been called a liar, and, you know, he's been called out twice, you know? I've never seen a president ever talked back like that or booed in a State of the Union address. I've never heard that before, you know?
No.
This is my first time. My cherry has been popped. You know, this is the first president I've ever seen get fucking thrown rocks at him, more or less, you know?
Well, that's what a darkness does. It's a lie. It's a lie over a lie over a lie. It continues lie. They don't, you know, it's a continuous liar. Habitual, there we go. Habitual liar. That's what it is right there.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, too, if it is a double or whatever, he ain't fucked up on his speech. He ain't been off coffee yet, you know, nothing goopy. Like usual, any other time. So it could be a double, you know? This guy ain't missed a beat, you know what I mean? Something's funny. Something's real funny, you know? And, you know, somebody said, oh, they can't do that. Yes, they fucking can. They can make a double in a heartbeat.
Yes, they can.
In a heartbeat, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or,
you know, Hollywood can do a lot of shit, man. You know. So who knows? Who knows?
They can do that. I mean, do you not see these fucking movies they produce that it looks fucking real? It looks fucking real. So you don't think they could make somebody look identical to somebody else? Of course they can.
Oh, yeah. You got CGI and all that shit, man. It can do things.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but you got to remember, but this could all be, you know, set up and just, you know, in piece together. You know, they could put objects in scenes and all kinds of shit, man. Make it move just like a real thing, you know? So, you know, who fucking knows? Who fucking knows? Fuck me. That's crazy. Well, man, we're about out of time here on this crazy show. Kind of late. Hopefully tomorrow night I will be on time. Or tonight I'll be on time. Tonight. And just start at the right time. Like I said, I was running late tonight because getting get here fast enough to get it started on time. So, but anyway, I actually just did 2 hours. We're down to 2 minutes left, man.
So, 2 minutes, something.
2 minutes left, yeah. I'm not going to go into overtime because I'm getting pretty tired. So, all right, Gunn. Well, I'm going to blow this camp, brother, and I will see you tonight later on.
All right.
Sound like a plan?
Later.
All right. I will see you guys. Have a good night, everybody. See you later.
Fly above the trees.